If an ant has ever bitten you, you know it's not a pleasant experience. If an insect feels threatened, it'll try to defend itself by biting you. That'll leave a little pimple-like mark on your skin. But what you may not know is that ant bites are quite common. And while they may not be dangerous, in some cases, sometimes, people can have allergic reactions to ant bites. They can certainly be annoying. Here's everything you need to know about ant bites, from symptoms, treatment and preventions to types of reactions and even the healing process once it occurs. If you are interested in learning more, please stay tuned. What an ant bite is. Ants, Formica, are insects that defend themselves by biting with jaws and pincers on the head or stingers on the tail if they feel threatened in a way possible way by human beings. Throughout an ant bite, the ant will grab your skin with its tweezers and release a chemical called formic acid into your skin. Many people are allergic to formic acid and may be allergic to an ant sting. Several ants sting and inject venom into your skin. Ant bites can be quite painful. What types of ants bite? There are more than 12,000 species of ants on the planet, and each of the ants lives in teams, colonies resembling bees. Some ants are inoffensive to humans, while others can wound or sting to safeguard themselves. Some of the most habitual ants that bite and sting cover. Fire ant. Fire ants are aggressive, poisonous insects most commonly found in the southern United States. Fire ants are red and sometimes black, with claws on the head and a stinger on the bottom. Fire ants gain their name because the ant stings and releases a poison that feels like a burning sensation. Many people call fire ants red ants because of their color. Carpenter ants. Carpenter ants are a larger species of ant, measuring 1/2 inch to 5/8 inch long with pincers on their heads. Most carpenter ants are black but can also be red or brown. Flying ant. When ants want to enlarge their colony, the queen ant creates winged ants, flying ants, to mate with. Every colony's ant species, including carpenters and fire ants, has flying ants. Flying ants mainly appear due to warm temperatures after rain and high humidity in late spring and early summer. Biting or stinging by these ants occurs if the flying ant feels threatened and needs protection, however, they do not pose an active threat to humans unless disturbed. Sucrose ant. Several ants like to eat sweets like sucrose and have the potential to mess up your picnic on a hot summer day. Sucrose ants, Campanatus consabrinus, are very small, between 2 and 15 millimeters in length. Male ants are usually black, and females have the possibility of having an orange hue on the body. If a sucrose ant feels threatened, it can defend itself using the pincers on its head. Sucrose ant bites are not painful but have the potential to cause allergies. Who can be affected by an ant bite? Ant stings have the potential to harm anyone. Ant bites take place in people who invade an ant's habitat. This may be unintentional, for example, if you step barefoot on an anthill, an ant colony. Ants bite due to feeling threatened and bit or sting to defend themselves. How typical is an ant bite? The exact frequency with which the ants bite humans is unknown, as few cases have not been reported. Ant stings are frequent, principally among people who live in a territory where ants inhabit. Fire ant stings and stings are more common in the southern U.S. as they develop in warm temperatures. Symptoms of an ant bite. The precise frequency with which ants bite humans is unknown, as some cases have gone unreported. Ant bites are frequent, especially among people who reside in ant-infested areas. Fire ant stings and stings are most typical in the southern territory of the United States, as they prosper in warm temperatures. Symptoms for an ant bite cover. 1. A pinch deep into the dermis. 2. Redness at the bite site. 3. Slight swelling at the site of the bite. Other symptoms of an ant bite. 4. Pain or burning. 5. Redness and or swelling. 6. Itching. 7. A tiny lump, like a pimple, in the dermis that turns into a pus-filled blister. Ant bites filled with pus. Allergic reactions to ant bites or stings. Allergic reactions can vary in severity, mild to severe. Hives. Swelling. Abdominal pain. Tightness in your chest. Difficulty breathing. Nausea or vomiting. And dizziness. These are all symptoms of a susceptible reaction. If you notice these signs that make you sick after an ant sting or sting, seek immediate medical attention to treat your skin condition. An antidote may be needed to try a serious allergic relationship. This attitude towards ant stings or stings is subjectively rare, however, they can be life-threatening.